I think that the single most important issue for Voltaire, amongst all the issues and questions that he addressed, was that of religious dogmatism. I think that is the issue that set him going, as it were, as a young man. The kind of dogmatism that had fueled the wars of religion in the 16th century and that he wrote about then in his epic La Henriade. The religious dogmatism, indeed fanaticism, that had recently shown itself at the end of Louis XIV's reign in the so-called revocation of the Edict of Nantes in 1685. And this infamously suspended the toleration of the Huguenots, the French Protestants, which had been brought in by Henri IV, or Henry IV, in 1598. And under Louis XIV, then, in the dying years of his reign, this was a profoundly reactionary step, taking France back into the 16th century. And Voltaire grew up against the backdrop of this sudden turning back of the clock. And in a France from which some 300,000 French Protestants had been forced to leave, many of them middle-class people who were contributing enormously, in fact, to the economy of the country, and who had now gone to live in England or Holland or Switzerland. And it was this hatred of religious dogmatism, I think, which was at the root of his opposition then to the absolutist regime that governed France throughout his lifetime, this kind of unholy alliance of a monarch and a church. And his visit to England, therefore, was a kind of watershed because it allowed him to see at first hand a mirror image, if you like, of France, the opposite of France, a country in which there was indeed great commercial freedom. And Voltaire himself was already by that stage and would certainly later become no mean businessman. He made himself a fortune in all sorts of ways by investing in colonial trade and by lending money to aristocrats who were asset rich but cash poor. And so there's a Voltaire who warmed to that and could see in, as it were, the commercial freedom of England a future for France, which was more or less at this stage bankrupt following all the wars prosecuted by Louis XIV. But he saw also then England as a place of intellectual freedom, a place free of intellectual dogmatism. And he began to warm to that and saw himself in the role then, increasingly, of a free thinker. But I think he hated dogmatism not just because of its particular effects in the religious or commercial or intellectual spheres, but because dogmatism for him was in a way just a form of stupidity. It was unreason. He saw it, I think, particularly embodied in the humourless and fanatical moral austerity of the Jansenists, the group of Catholics who are, as it were, the Catholic version of Calvinists or Puritans. For him, then, religious dogmatism was getting in the way of a better world. So hence, I think, and from that flows, then, his own deism. He believes in a god, he believes in, as it were, God the clockmaker, in intelligent design, as we now call it. But he has no belief in any form of divine revelation, no belief in the human soul, and absolutely no time for all the theological disputes that set people against people. And so I think his own, as it were, lifelong campaign, really, was against lazy thinking, and he felt that dogmatism was a form of lazy thinking. You just despise cliches and other people's ideas. And a campaign against then blind adherence to any one system of thought or philosophy. And of course, Pangloss is the comic representation of that blind adherence to a system of thought or philosophy.